for listening. We can't believe we're still doing this. We can't believe how much money we spend on time. How much on hockey.
Well, it's the year 2022 still, and I want to welcome you to the Youth Hockey Podcast, if you have stumbled upon this intentionally or accidentally.
Almost certainly accidentally, Coach.
You might want to you might be asking what's gone wrong here. Once again, Randy has foisted upon me and Lance some kind of half-assed contest, which I lost, and my prize for losing this thing is that I'm ostensibly going to be providing some level of hosting. So you get what you get. Don't get upset.
We love it, Coach. We love right. you, man.
You're
we
supposed to it. Say welcome to episode 13.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yes, episode 13, season. What are we talking about? Three.
Yeah.
Season three. Who would have thunk? Before we get rolling on this, I want to do something that a professional podcast might do. We certainly are not. But
I don't know if we're ready for this, Coach. You're talking about. You're already just. You're really coloring outside the lines.
Yeah. No. Well, geez. You know, this is just going to show how ridiculous this is. I had this all ready to go, and I've already screwed it up. But you know, on Apple Podcasts, we get reviews from time to time, and we happen to have gotten a few really nice recent 5-star reviews, and I wanted to give a shout out to J Fire Popio Tire. Who I'm going to paraphrase some of this, but he gave us a great review, and I'm gonna read a little bit of this. I was a multi-sport athlete who excelled at baseball, football, basketball, track, but never had the opportunity to try out hockey as a kid. And of course, what does he do? He has his kids play hockey. Always love watching it as a fan. I'm just now learning to skate. I have 2 boys, 5 and 1. Plan on getting into hockey. Taking my oldest skating since he was 3, really focused on the skating. And this is where it gets interesting. I've heard horror stories of parents being too competitive or being knuckleheads in the stands, yelling at referees, parents getting a little too tipsy after games and fights breaking out about their kids' playing time. And of course, this is all happening at U10. Anyway, heard about hockey being real cutthroat at times, plan on trying to stay out of that, blah, blah, blah. So for me, no real exposure to youth hockey. I stumbled on this podcast recently and been downloading past episodes. So anyway, thank you for that great review.
By the way, I don't believe it. Do you coach that, parents yelling at refs?
No, I've never seen that. Not seen it ever.
Exactly. But only hugs and kisses. Yes. Right, Randy? Hugs and kisses.
Well, that and of course the obligatory shouting, "Are you blind? Are you blind?" No, what are you looking at, ref? Are you, even looking? Yeah, no,
if you're gonna do that, you gotta take it to the next level and at least pantomime the blind man with the stick. Put some more effort into it. Just yelling, "Are you blind?" or
I have a funny story about
my favorite one though is the the team, and this happened over the weekend in a tournament. The team, some kid in Pee Wee just friggin' cross checks one of the kids on our team, boom, right? Mm-hmm. And the other team, which is I'm not gonna throw them under the bus, I'm not gonna tell you who they are, but if they were called Empire. If they were
in the by the way, inner empire.
Saying they are called Empire. I'm not saying that they're giving Bears parents a run for their fucking money. I'm not saying any of those things because that's not the kind of person I am. I am evolved. But if they've been screaming throughout the game and then they watch one of their own do a bonehead play, what do you think the next thing out of their mouth? Now, how is not justification of it, But what do you think they said immediately after their kid cross-checks mid-ice a kid on our team?
What did they say?
Yes.
Come on, that penalty, that's ridiculous. Hockey. Yeah.
No, it was too, you know, unfortunately, it's Pee-wee. So it's even, you know, everyone in the stands knew it was a penalty. Can you guess where they took it? If you know it's a penalty, how is your way of ameliorating it? What do you say next in order to, like, you know, oh, well, but I'll give you that much.
It was an accident.
No,
stay
no.
on your feet.
No, this one was
diving.
You missed the other calls, ref. You missed the other call, right. Where, and I'm like, I mean, even if they did miss the other call, you just watch some little kid thug it up in the middle of the ice. I tell you what, take some responsibility, guys. Chill out. But no, the heavy drinking Empire parents were like, oh, mouth breathing their way up and down the stand. It was so embarrassing. I had to walk away. And of course, you know, I put it in the back of my mind. I'm like, well, you know, maybe Empire isn't that bad. But I've done a couple inquiries since then. It appears as if maybe they have a slight reputation for being a bit boisterous, lower end of the
parental behavior scale.
There you go. There you go.
Sportsmanship.
Classiness scale. That's exactly right. Right. I don't even think they know what the classiness scale looks like, but if they found one, they wouldn't find themselves on it. That's what I'm
there
saying.
There goes all of our Empire listeners.
Well, I'm not, by the way, and it's the same with the, by the way, same with the Bears, by the way. Good Bears parents out there, love you guys. It's just, you know, the team reputation. Actually, I think Empire and like even Baco, and you know I love Baco. Number one Baco dad, you know I love you out there. But they have a reputation too. And I think we can all, you know, fess up and admit. Fess up and admit when somebody is like, perhaps earned a slight reputation for their team. I apologize, coach, this is your show. I just had to interject a recent anecdote about,
by the way, Randy, about refs. You know, all three of us have been Bears parents. Bears parents are the cream of the crop. Come on.
There are some very fine. I mean, Lance Alexander represents the finest Bears parent there's been, if you ask me. I what do you think, Raleigh?
It's the gold standard.
Gold standard of golden Bears is Lance Alexander. He was there during, I would call a really fresh rush of talent coming into the club. A lot of good things going on right around the time Lance, and then he left. And that's when things kind of
moved on.
Yeah, that's when things kind of went away, if you ask me. But I could be wrong. Parents out there know that it's not a personal attack. Try to dissociate yourself from the idea that it's a personal attack when somebody says, hey, somebody was rude to me. It just is probably their experience. Let it go. Just let it go.
Well, you know what's great about this is that, in a way, these stories, I love them because this is something that I want to bring up as a topic today. Maybe have you guys talk about a little bit in this first episode, which is how, as you kind of go through the hockey journey, boy, you sure don't know what you're going to miss until it's gone. And it goes. You know, your kid gets older, and Lance and I are both in the place where the great tradition of holiday hockey pretty much doesn't exist anymore. The Thanksgiving tournament or even the Christmas tournament, when you get to 16, 18, those holidays become time off.
You no longer have somebody asking you to drag your ass to Poway in the middle of a holiday weekend when everyone's coming back and having a 3-hour commute home? Is that what you're missing?
Exactly. Yes. Oh. And you know, being down in a hotel and not, you know, instead of having Thanksgiving at home, you're doing a
Thanksgiving burrito.
Yeah,
I've had those. Possibly. I have had a Thanksgiving. I still remember I had a Thanksgiving burrito, and I thought, you know, I'll have chicken instead of steak just because of the holiday. And that's how, by the way, I even thought that. I was like, well, you know, I right. usually have a steak burrito, but yeah, it's Thanksgiving.
It's right out of the, right out of a Christmas story. When the,
yeah, exactly.
When the hounds get the turkey, they have yeah. to eat at the, yeah, they have roast duck. At
the, yes.
Those were yeah, the so good old days.
Kind of like the feeling. Yeah. Uh-huh. So any thoughts about that? Any particularly good or bad memories? Anything we should say to parents? Kind of like what you just were saying there, which is, yeah, here's some things you can expect.
Can I tell you about a crazed parent that drove all the way down to watch my daughter play for 7 minutes at the end of third period in East-West, what was it, Artesia?
Oh, yeah, East-West Ice Palace there
yeah.
in Artesia. Yes.
Drove from Valencia to the East-West just for 7 minutes of watching my daughter.
Yeah. That's insane. But you know what? It just tells you, Randy, parent? How great your daughter is.
I can just tell you, he may be on this podcast. He was like, yeah, I'll meet you down there for the game. Like period one comes and goes, period two comes and goes. I'm like, what the hell is going on? You know, like, where's Lance Alexander? And like, period three, we didn't even notice him come in. I thought he just like bailed. Like on the way out, he was like, no, I got here about like 6 minutes left in the third. I'm like, oh man.
We were there for the Korean barbecue.
We did right. have barbecue. We did afterwards. So it was a celebration. However, that's the kind of thing that happens when you don't have kids playing a hockey anymore. You do some crazy stuff.
Well, that's another thing that happens when you get to a certain point as a parent. Most people, if they're reasonable, trust me, you'll get to a point where you get a lot more perspective than maybe you had when you were younger. And I could even say maybe, for example, a couple of hockey dads who are friendly might have got together to see ostensibly to see a hockey game, and it might have been a high school hockey game, and there might have been some time where some food and some beers were being drank and the game was going on. And there was no, oh my God, we got to get back to see that game. It was like, this is about the 1,000th game that we've seen. And yes. And so the perspective kicked in. It was like, yeah, you know, okay, I think they're playing again. Maybe in about 10 minutes, we'll head in there, see what's happening.
No, that is true. I mean, especially, I mean, how many minutes of, okay, here's the question. How many minutes of practice did you miss, Lance Alexander, when your kids were squirts?
I'm going to say less than an hour.
I know. I remember, by the way, you don't know Lance Alexander. Man, he shows up to every single thing that his kids do. I mean, he is almost psychotic about it. He is. I think if he could, he would be in their bags. Half of them would be in one of his kids' bag, half of them would be in the other, and every time they unzip it, Lance would be there to watch him play.
The face would pop out.
Yeah.
Dad, are you in there again?
Oh, my God, Dad. Yes. No, I mean, but yeah. I've got a peewee. I do watch about half of the practices nowadays, maybe a little less. But there was a time that I remember when practices were, okay, it's time to watch junior practice hockey.
Yeah, and there's maybe like half the parents are there for every practice, and sitting down there, and those people that you know are friends with those people, maybe the couple of defensemen who defensemen parents who were just fed up with the terrible offensive play of the offensive.
Well, they need support if we're going to win games. The offense, yeah, they're going to start pouring
down
it in.
At the other end there talking about how the offense is bad this year, aren't they? And then meanwhile, the offense is like, geez, could these guys get turnstiled any harder than they were? Have these? Like, my God, we're carrying this team with our offense. And,
nice job using turnstile as a verb, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good hockey. Yeah. Well phrase. Done. Getting turnstiled or
so the warning, I guess, for the new parents, right, is that because I don't think any of us really expected that when you sign up for hockey, you basically give away every moment of vacation time you have, because there's a tournament. It's a tournament for Memorial Day, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, Easter, right? President's Day. Right. There's a tournament for everything.
MLK. There were Christmas tournaments in Valencia. They used to.
Right.
How many Christmas tournaments did you do in Valencia, Lance?
Maybe not necessarily Valencia, because a lot of times, like in the early days when they were little, they, you know, every year was Valencia. But then when they got a little older, started venturing out to like the Toyota Center where the Kings play, Anaheim for the Ducks, because they were putting on bigger, better tournaments, you know? So
you're big time in me. Basically, you're saying exactly. The local rink was not enough competition for your kids. Thank you for that, Lance.
You are welcome.
Right. Yeah. There's got the whole tournament thing was like, yeah, we're not going to go to that tournament. I mean,
all I can say to you, Randy, is all I can tell Randy is what's tryouts?
Yeah, I know. Tryouts. Lance doesn't even understand what a tryout is.
It's a whole nother topic that we've got.
It's like an invitation to his kids. They would get invited everywhere. Like, oh, I don't have to try out. I'm Alexander.
Yeah, tryout is just when you open the letter and agree to show up to whatever team
in the beginning of the season. Yeah, exactly. No, I know what you're just saying.
You're
Lance.
Trying out the trying the out your ability to open the letter without getting a paper cut.
That might be it.
You're apparently trying out there.
Yeah,
but there's some apparently. You know, this is wacky, but there are, believe it or not, there's some kids that are actually trying out.
Yeah,
to make a team.
Right. Yeah. And tell your kids about that, because I don't think they've ever had to experience it. Yeah. Just let them know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, tryout. We thought tryout was when you audition different coaches to see which one.
Oh, nice. Nicely done. Well, is there any do you remember any particular Thanksgiving or Christmas that really like I remember a Christmas tournament we were supposed to win. And I remember just watching it us like lose this Christmas tournament, and all of us were like looking at the coach, and he wouldn't put the first line out because he really wanted the third line to win it for him. And we're all just sitting there going, okay, this coach, we were trying to get people to like sign up for the coach and stuff like that. And you have to kind of like show that you can win games if you're building something like that. And I remember that Christmas tournament, I was like, oh my God, I was walked out of the place. I was like, and that was when hockey was terribly important. And like, I don't remember, it was like peewees or something like that. And we were like, and we'd lost, and he wouldn't put out the first line. And we were like, oh, great.
Well, now, there's nothing worse than, you know, having expectations for those things.
Oh, like, we thought we were going to be there. Oh, Raleigh, we just thought, you know, we've got great kids. And
right. We're elite. Our team is elite. We're going to walk. Oh my God, we're losing. What is going on here?
Semi-elite. How's that? Our team was semi-elite and we did not play semi-elite. And some other team did. And that's a wonderful thing. But I remember that on Christmas. I remember walking out and I was trying to hide like my parents' ego shit. And I was like, okay, just when the kids get in, just, you know, it's Christmas, have a good time. And all I was thinking was, oh man, we just blew that one. Oh my God. How are we going to get kids to come to the spring program now? We can't beat, and I can't remember who it was. We can't beat the Vacaville Jets.
Right.
Whatever the hell it was. Yeah.
So. Yes.
You know, the one Randy, I'll never program, forget.
The Vacaville, Northern California Jets.
Oh, yeah. Footnote for the people not knowing the Vacaville Jets. A little bit like the Empire crowd, as I remember. Again, I know it comes back to like, okay, just so you know, there are some crowds I like. Maple Leafs. The Maple Leafs, 90% of the time, they're the nicest people in the world. Rose City Pats, that's when they start turning a little too competitive. They get a little angry. But the Maple Leafs.
Let's ask a question here. Do the Maple Leafs even exist anymore?
Because I don't know.
At this point, I believe I am only familiar with the Rose City Pats, who is a club that sort of emerged from the same facility, the same rink in the same area.
Oh, I don't know. If the Maple Leafs are gone, I apologize to the people who play there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe somebody can write in youth. youth hockey podcast.
I'm gonna use the internet right now, guys. Just
at gmail.com.
Just keep on going. I'm gonna use the internet.
So here's my favorite holiday memory. And that is flying halfway across the country for a tournament, and then having my son approach me and say, "Hey, Dad, I got good news and bad news." Okay. The bad news is that I didn't bring my skates with me. And I'm like, "You got to be kidding me." And the good news is the skates I like are on sale for 50% off this weekend.
Right.
And so he got a brand new pair of skates because he forgot his skates back in LA.
And how did he skate on the brand new skates? Was it a good tournament?
You know, don't do that. Yeah, no, I was about to say, Lance was about to say, he got three hat tricks in a row, but that was going down a little bit from his last three tournaments. So it's
no, this was John. And
John does not get hat tricks. He's a defender. So exactly. We just realized.
And he played surprisingly well with new skates on.
I want to, since we brought up John, I just, you know, on the podcast, we rarely do this thing, but did want to say, John, I noted completely independently of anyone, things that I follow, that he was he's playing in New England in the juniors, and picked as the
player of the week for the league.
Yeah, player of the week for the in Northeastern U.S. So congrats to John. Great kid. Love that kid to death. And
Dave, we're throwing props out. We got to send props to Randy. Can give us the exact number because I lost track. But, he's got three kids all simultaneously in hockey at the same time. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Randy, that last weekend, the combined Gifford point total was like somewhere in the neighborhood of like 100 points.
It was 22 over the weekend, all helped by one of my son's five goal games and two assists. So one game really did, kind of help it out. But it was 22
points. Well, I believe one of your oldest son had a hat trick.
A hat trick in juniors.
Your daughter had a hat trick.
And then
your second, the middle son said, you know what? These hat tricks, that's for losers.
Yeah,
I'm going to put up a five spot and bang.
I'm not certain he was considering people losers around him, by the way. I don't want that to get out.
Well, I'm
a bit tart, but my son is quite nice. I did want to confirm the Maple Leafs have a 10BB team and a 10B team. So the Maple Leafs are still there. People who are in Pasadena wandering by the rink right now, you could go in and maybe see the Maple Leafs practice.
Wow.
Yeah. No. So it's not done. The Rose City Pats, I believe, is their kind of co-branding, but I think their regular A and B teams are still the Maple Leafs. If you believe the Skaha website, which shows a bunch of Maple Leafs do have statistics for this season.
Well, you know what's a funny thing about hockey in general, and especially hockey in California. I mean, you tend to think hockey in California not quite the level of a lot of other places, but funny, these little hockey programs. And so in this case, the Maple Leafs that are down to a couple of teams, a B and a B team, happen to have two brothers that are both playing in the NHL right now. One of which is absolutely lighting it up. First line wing for the Ducks. So it just shows you never know.
Oh yeah, no. I mean the small programs are what.
I said the Ducks. That's wrong. I meant Dallas.
There were no fact checkers on the air, so you're okay. Yeah, I mean you could have said. By the way, just throw out another one if you'd like. Yeah, I think the Whalers. Yeah, I think the Whalers. Yeah, anything will work with us.
Yeah, no, Dallas Stars. Who am I thinking of here? Lance
Grimaldi? Sure. Is that what you're thinking of?
No. No, he's young, and let me see. I'll tell you.
It's not Ben, the Ben brothers, is it?
No. It is, and in fact, Jason Robertson 21 years old, young guy. Saw him because my son was from time to time the last few years has been coaching over the summer a hockey camp or two at that rink, and saw him out there on the ice practicing, and just said the guy shoots the puck like you cannot believe. I mean, it's an absolute rocket. But from Arcadia, California, yeah, Jason Robertson, and I believe his brother as well. They both played at the at Pasadena growing up. So just shows you never know.
No, you never do. And congratulations to the local boys for doing well. We all hear about, you know, like all of the people around us there. You have so many stories where people didn't quite reach their potential because of injury or because of this or because of that. So, you know, if you make it that far, you have done something amazingly special.
Oh, yeah. This guy, yeah. 22 games played. Take a guess on the stats right now.
Well, is it anything like my daughter?
Possibly. I mean,
let's pull up her stats real quick. No, I'm just kidding.
He's got 18 goals, 17 assists, 35 points in 22 games.
No, I'm sorry.
The reason why Dallas is
not even close to my daughter's stats. I'm sorry, man. This lady is, I mean, I'm not saying that this guy's not a talent coach, but you know, when you look,
yeah, put it in perspective.
Let's put it in perspective here. Yeah. well,
I
gotta love your daughter.
Perhaps someday we will see, you know, young Ms. Gifford playing some hockey somewhere.
You never know. You never know. I can only say that was a, you know, this is again to the people who don't get the subtext that this is a joke. Please do not write into the show and say, you know, oh, you really think your daughter's that?
This no, guy's comparing his kid yeah, to
comparing
player.
His daughter to an NHL player.
Holy smokes.
He must not know. He must not know anything.
Well, Randy, I do have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
With all the success of the Gifford family, have you ever thought about
starting a hockey podcast?
He should follow in the LeVar Ball footsteps.
Aw.
And get some big baller skates.
I've been in talks with Bauer and CCM about this. It's funny you bring it up. I'm going to put a GoFundMe page up that will almost certainly, just like our last one, miss by a hair or a whisker from reaching its goal. But yes, that's definitely on the docket.
Mm. All right. Well, people should look for that, I think. But yet we digressed as usual. Lance, did you have any other memories you wanted to bring up before we get off this and maybe wrap it up?
You know, it's funny. Here's my biggest hope. How about this?
I mean, I'm not sure we got the end of the story because it was, well, I guess maybe we did. You were played by your son.
John and his skates.
He forgot, quote unquote, his skates and dad immediately bought him new ones.
Exactly. Well, my wish of this is that I personally have fond memories of being a young boy growing up in the 60s and the 70s and going on these long road trips with my parents. You know, I think back in those days fondly, and that's my wish. And that's what my wish for all the hockey parents is, that their kids can look back 40 years later and remember some of the great road trips that you've taken, you know, just being together as a family.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the way to look at it, because when you're traveling, possibly one of the worst weekends ever with hockey bags and paying exorbitant money to maybe either drive or get in a plane even, there's times when you're just thinking this is absolutely insane. But then, you know, you'll look back upon it, some of those memories, and say, hey, that, you know what, this is, that was a lot of fun, because it goes by fast. And like we were saying before, you know.
Yeah, man, who'll ever forget in the middle of the night driving through Iowa farmland and hitting a badger, you know? That'll
Lance, do not bring up your Badger forever. Story again. The SPCA, what is the Society for Protection of Cruelty?
ASPCA.
Right. Yeah, they have called the show 6 times since you brought up the Badger story. They are not amused by your Badger right,
still
running
looking,
over a Badger.
Still looking for that Badger.
Yeah, they think it's just injured. Badger cruelty, there are people trolling that region right now trying to find it. I do say Raleigh, this point then is we should thank Caja for that 4 trips up to San Jose we have to take. So all of you parents out there that are in tier 2 hockey in California, you should be thanking Caja for sending you up to Northern California 4 times this year so that you can have more of those essential road trips with your kids.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why they do it.
Yeah, that's very
good. But I mean, it's a whole nother level when it's the holidays, and there's a lot of people that are probably going through this, and they should probably know. This is hockey. You're going to most likely at these younger age groups be asked to hit these tournaments, and so don't be surprised. It's going to be, it's going to.
And your relatives will hate you. Your relatives will dislike you for at least 6 years. You know, because you don't show up on Thanksgiving. You show up on Christmas, but you say on the 26th, I'm sorry, Boxing Day, as it is in the United Kingdom, we have to leave to go to a San Diego, sled dog tournament, ice hockey tournament. It's new, but we're expecting to get good competition, and every single holiday and birthday party that could possibly be scheduled. These are not holidays, of course, but you will not be liked by your family. You just plan on it 6 years at least. In my case, I probably could go a little further, but if you are going into hockey, your family will not like you for a good chunk of time.
And you're the family that traditionally maybe has the
host it to get together. it's over people hate you then. Yes,
you have to find somebody else to maybe toe the line there for a few years, and
Joyce, just get it, Aunt Joyce on it. Aunt Joyce will do it, but then Aunt Joyce will slag you behind your I don't know why they can't just do it. I mean, what is hockey anyway? Have you seen them? Do you know that they're at hockey every weekend? This is what Aunt Joyce is saying, by the way. Do you know that they're at hockey every weekend? Every weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot of couldn't they just play another sport that doesn't do this at this time, like golf or something like that.
Or one of my favorites, couldn't you just miss one game?
Right. That's another, no. You gotta love that. I mean, do we have to be there? Hey, I did want to bring up I wonder if there's like a family like this. We've often thought about it. There's the one family that's kind of like, the holidays are a family tradition for us. And in fact, even vacations. And there's just, for us, hockey, it's important. We've made the commitment, but not so much that, we could actually make it for, we just won't be available for that. And even to the point of there's one family that we know, and they had like their traditional spring break right in the middle of like hockey playoffs, and they're like, we won't be here for the playoffs. And you're just thinking, your kids played the whole year long. Nope, we've got a family vacation, we're going to Cancun, and we will not be there. And you see, and then the pictures come back, you see the pictures on like the Facebook, and the kids are sitting there, like the kid that plays hockey could not look any more miserable. He's just sitting there, and he was thinking the whole time, they made me come down to Cancun down here and so they could drink every night and stay out, and I'm just missing the hockey playoffs.
All you can eat footsie at Sandals, and I have to be sitting here on the beach.
There are people like that, and I've often thought, my god, god love them, they had their priorities, and they stuck to them, and said, hockey playoffs, playoff, we have a family vacation that we
have a timeshare in Tahoe.
And we can't, it's, we'll, we'll be back if you make it through the playoff round. I guess the kid can play then, and that, you know, that really endears a family to the rest of the parents and the team. You know, your fellow team.
Everybody on that team had to be like, oh well, thank you. I'm so glad he'll be able to play if we make it through the playoffs.
That's exactly what people said.
I know, exactly. Such good news.
There was an entire conversation. These people just had no idea either. They came back and they were like, and everyone was, you know, giving them the side eye, like, boy, oh, so you decide to come now that we made it through the, you know, the gauntlet, so that your kid could suddenly have not played hockey for a week and a half and now rejoin the team on the next round.
Mm-hmm. But anyway. Well, Coach, I'm gonna give you the wrap it up because we're hitting on to our ending. But do you anybody want to put a bow on this?
No, just you know, once again, we've
Lance.
Yeah, we've said a lot.
Yeah, we've done what no other group of old men could do, which is make hockey and the holidays come together in a way of enjoy and tradition and a little bit of anger, but not too much.
We've educated and we've prepared.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
And Lance is even, you know, brought a few tears to a few.
Of course. We should really knight him at some point. If anyone in the audience knows how, first of all, what Raleigh said, go ahead and review us on Apple iPodcast. But second of all, if you can find somebody that can knight Lance, slip into my DM. I want to know at youthhockeypodcast@gmail.com. Youthhockeypodcast@gmail.com. I would, if we could get Lance knighted, I believe that would make this whole show,
worth it.
Well, even more than worth it at that point. It would be double, you know, I don't even know. It would be big. So anyway, thanks for listening. And
well, here's my bow. You ready, Randy?
Go ahead.
The bow is this: savor every minute.
Remember to visit Gabe Gifford Hockey. The link is in the description and the webpage below.